And again, on our first spark, we see the barge update. We'll reject it. Pick up on it secondly.
Hello, Snoop, Houston. We have a CSI update for you. Over.
Go ahead with the update.
Roger. It's T-32 CSI 10345-5460 10521-0100 plus 0453 plus 000106 plus 453 plus 000 plus 005. Standing by for your readback. Over.
Give me 981 again. I don't think I got enough numbers.
Roger. 981 is plus 0453 plus 000. Over.
Stand by, Charlie. I'll give you a read back in a second. This is a CSI and TPI time we'll use. Is that correct?
That's affirmative.
Okay, John, I got CSI, SIG is 10345-54.
Snoopy Houston, you broke out on your readback after the 911. Over.
Roger. Stand by and I'll read it back. Let me get things going here, Charlie.
Roger.
I got it up good. I'll read it back in a minute.
Roger. Charlie Brown, Houston. Over. Charlie Brown, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, Charlie Brown, on the We think what happened on your P-76, where you got those funny numbers, that you failed to do the final enter on the 984. Just a reminder to always do the final enter on the 984. And also, when you get a chance, we'd like you to cycle the tunnel vent valve to limb press for 10 seconds to try to blow out that RTV or whatever's clogging it, over.
All right, I tried that this morning.
Roger, did you try it after undocking, over?
I think I'll try it. I ain't got a chance right this minute.
Houston, this is Snoopy. Our updates are looking real good now with respect to Delta R and Delta V. It looks like we're coming right up the pike for the sector range and range rate, over.
Roger, we copy, Snoop, over.
Roger.
We're showing a range of 182 miles now.
Houston, I guess you can read our disky on its first recycle after 5 miles.
Roger, we copy.
Houston, that last alignment was based upon 4 sets of marks rather than 5 because of our time to get lock on and get that 30-minute backup range rate. So we only took 4 sets of marks on each star instead of 5.
Roger, copy. That's okay, Snoop. Press on. And Charlie Brown, Snoop.
Roger.
Not turning back now.
Roger, we copy. Charlie Brown, Snoop, did you copy the 911, 937 info, over? Snoop, Houston, we'd like you to confirm your 981, 986 info on a CSI pad. 911 and 937 will enter correctly. We're satisfied with those. Over.
I'm sorry, Charlie. 981, I still think I got a left out digit, but I know what you're talking about. 981 is plus 045.3 and plus all balls. Is that correct?
That's affirmative.
And the next number is 106, and then 986 is plus 453 plus all balls and plus
0005. That's Roger. It's 2 balls, 5 on the Delta VZ. Over.
What's wrong, John? What do you see? Okay, John, I kind of just don't believe that. I've been tracking the radar here. We're going right on the center line of the ball. Let's wait till after CSI and look at it. Okay, well, our ball is right in the center. We'll still have plenty of time, John, after CSI.
John, give me your CSMY dot again. Okay, got plus 6.4.
Snoopy, Houston, we'll have LOS at 10336 and AOS at 10425. Over.
Roger, 10336, 10425. Thank you.
Charlie Brown, Houston, over.
Showing range now 165 miles as Snoopy closes on Charlie Brown.
Snoop, Houston, if you get a chance, pass to Charlie Brown. We've lost his TM and voice, and we'll see him AOS at 10424. Over.
This is Snoopy, Roger. Charlie Brown, this is Snoop. You'll have acquisition at 10424. Over. Roger, you'll be picking up Houston at 10424. And our out-of plane 4.1, and we're tracking in the other direction, and we're tracking right up the center line here. So we'll just ignore the first out-of-plane correction. Over.
Yeah.
Houston, I'm putting you on Omni.
Roger, Gene. Snoop, Houston, as you go over the hill, you're looking good. We're all go here. Snoop, Houston, say again. We didn't copy. You are not doing the CSI, the out of plane, over. Snoop, Capcom, we understand you're burning the 45.3. Your Fido's grinning.
It looks just great. feet per second.
Okay, and what's range?
This is Apollo Control at 103 hours, 36 minutes, and we've had loss of signal. As you heard the crew talking there right before LOS, the onboard solution for the concentric sequence initiation burn agrees exactly with the ground solution that we passed up to them, 45.3 feet per second. This burn coming at 103 hours, 45 minutes, 54 seconds, while Snoopy is behind the moon. This CSI burn is designed to make the limbs orbit such that the terminal phase initiation will come at the proper time and under the proper conditions after the constant delta height burn. We're actually programming this CSI burn to affect a maneuver two maneuvers away, the TPI. We want to be at midpoint of darkness at the proper time to do the TPI burn. As we acquired Charlie Brown on this revolution number 14, he was reading 316 miles from Snoopy. He lost range and communications about 320 miles. And for some time we relayed information back and forth. And for a period he could hear Snoopy if the Capcom here, Charlie Duke, keyed while talking to Snoopy. Charlie Brown could also hear the conversation. We got a good staging with some gyrations on the part of the ascent stage at that point, however. Apparently a lot of roll. We think we have that figured out now. But the staging itself was good, and the crew proceeded on to do the insertion burn. A very good burn, and you heard Gene Cernan again calling off the burn checklist to Tom Stafford, and the crew comments during the burn itself. Crew read on board after that burn 46.7 by 11 nautical miles. As soon as the flight dynamics officer has taken a look at all the data that he collected during this pass, during which we were in communication, we will pass on the ground's reading on that orbit. We'll next acquire Charlie Brown at 104 hours, 20 minutes, 29 seconds. And Snoopy at 104 hours, 24 minutes, 48 seconds. This is Mission Control, Houston.